Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Mika Luciano, here, and you back with another episode of Henny, Hookah, and the Homies. Grab your Henny, light your hookah, and lock in with your homie, period. Now, today, I'm really excited because I have my motherfucking DJ in the building with me today. DJ 100, what's up?
Yo, let's get it.
How you doing, man?
Hey, you know, I'm chilling.
Chilling. That's what's up.
All the time, chilling.
Thank you for coming to lock in with me. I really do appreciate it. For those of you that don't know, this is the DJ that put out my very first project as Mika Luciano. And I'm going to give you your flowers now because I remember in the beginning, our initial introduction, I hit you to host the tape. Mm-hmm. And I ain't had my shit together, and it took me a little minute to get it together. And I remember you actually reaching out to me like, man, Joe, like, I fuck with you, I believe in you, and you've been rocking since then.
Type
like,
shit.
One Let's of the go. People that's been on the team since day fucking one, like 10 toes. And I'm just going to reciprocate that and tell you that I appreciate you. I love you for that. And I'm always rocking 100%. With DJ 100, period.
100%. Definitely.
Period.
I've definitely been rocking. But since I locked in, well, the first time you were like, let me get a slot too. You had did a
yeah,
slot.
I did
that's
a
what
slot.
It was.
Yep.
I think, yeah,
I
you did
a
pay for a little mixtape slot. And I'm just like, damn, shorty, you spinning though. You from Chicago? Oh, yeah, we gotta work. And that's it, just roll from there. Shit.
Went from there. And the rest the is fucking history. So I know, like, you have a name in the city. Like, a lot of people fuck with you. You have put, like, so many people on. You have hosted so many projects. Like, what is that like for you?
I'll be just trying to help anybody that need help whole time, shit. So, I mean, you know, everybody want to rap. So, shit. Anybody that come to me and fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with them, basically, you know. I love new talent, basically. So, it's just like, shit. If I fuck with them, they going to fuck with me. I don't know how to even explain it. Like, it's just so complicated to explain.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you just basically, you, my goddamn
I just
man.
Like
people
to,
fuck with you.
Yeah, I
and
just
you a
like
real
to
nigga, so
tap in with who tap in with me. Yeah. I don't be searching for it, but if they rocking, I'm rocking too.
And you've been solid. You've been 100. What your name says, you've been that. What's some of the challenges that you face with being a mixtape DJ and just, you know, this market or industry overall?
The challenges with the mixtapes is basically just like staying consistent, I guess. You gotta keep consistent because it's always a new mixtape or a new mixtape DJ, or it's always somebody that's just dropping what they call bootlegs, you know what I'm saying? They're like bootlegs, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. They got the bootlegs out here, so it's like, so you
Man.
Gotta... You gotta be the one that's pretty much putting the bootlegs together before
the other
DJ put the bootlegs together. Because
I ain't gonna tell you how many people send pictures of the shit that you done put together on a motherfucking CD. That
yeah.
I know you ain't have shit to do with,
yeah,
with printing up. Like
they print up my shit because it be like something to bootleg.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
how you know when you official.
So
with
that's
this
what
shit.
I do make projects like that. Like, you gotta make something that people would be like, oh yeah, I'm finna burn this CD like, and play this shit in a whip. Like, so I make CDs like that because I've been making CDs like that since I was a kid. Like, homies want CDs.
Oh, you mad, huh?
Burn me some of this, burn me some of that. Okay, bet.
Why they
so
mad,
I'll be
huh?
Thinking like that when I be making
wait,
music.
Wait, I know why. Cause I'm fucking bitches up on the daily, trying to get my count up, so as fuck you pay me. I don't kiss and tell, I'm still a fucking lady. I just wish them well, but they still fucking hate me. Cause Luciano going fucking crazy, not a tranquilizer could fucking tame me. Feel sorry for the nigga, try to play her, cause she going to lounge on the elevator. Shout out to the dickhead that made a bitch nigga left when she was just a baby. Wish that faggot would try to fucking claim her, cause he see her names going up in flames. I'm hot, bitch, I know this shit. I run my own flow, so your ghost is bitch Will Smith. I'll never lose focus. Would you like ever be like a party DJ? Because you know vibes, you know aesthetics and shit. So would you go to that lane too?
I have been in a few parties and shit, DJ with a couple of my homies and shit at a couple parties and shit, but like, it's so much involved with that, mm-hmm. like equipment wise and setup mm-hmm. wise, and people don't want to pay you the hour wise mm-hmm. that you think you worth because you who you is. So yeah. I wouldn't probably, because
I know I done listened to some of your shit and been like, man, you done put me on to that. And that's the thing about appreciating what you do, because it be artists that you be up on that regular people wouldn't yeah. be up on. So understanding and put some respect that. On that research that got to be done and the knowledge that you got to have to be up on that shit. Like, it ain't just throwing some shit together when you take your craft seriously. You got to research shit. You got to know shit. Like, we were just having yeah. a conversation and you knowledgeable about a lot of shit that's going yeah, on.
I wouldn't. Like, when I first started, I used to definitely just host for the money. But I definitely don't do that now. Not finna host for the money. At all, like,
some money don't be worth it.
No money be worth it. Like, I don't care how much I could charge motherfucker $1,000 for that. And then next thing you know, they pressing me that whole day. They send me their 1,000, and now I'm just like, I'm finna send your 1,000 right back. I ain't even got time to do it no more. Keep it.
You talking about you a
bug? I swear to God, you a bug.
Ain't even hard.
And your shit not hard. Like, what? Get your shit gone. Give it to somebody else.
The fuck out of here.
Nah, I would do that. Cause like, it's not worth it.
Then you got these motherfuckers that be out here getting over and finessing and making a bad name for y'all. Like,
mm-hmm.
I done experienced that shit too.
Nah, yeah. And I hate that part too. Cause I was an artist, so it's like, I know how this shit is. Like, yeah. You can't. I don't know. DJ's definitely trash.
Trash.
But I ain't gonna say it like that though. Like, but like,
they be giving trash energy.
Trash vibes. Like, you just like, why do I need you, bro? But some of them be official though. You know.
Man, fact. And so why you stop? Why you stop being an artist too though? Like, cause you can spit. Like, you on NL too. That go DJ track and I'm listening to you. Like, that's the bitch.
Artist vibes is because it was costing me too much, I guess, at the time. Man. Being an artist costs. You gotta have some money to be an artist. So if you broke, they're trying to rap, it ain't gonna work. But it might, wait, because you might get that lucky one in.
You might get that one in.
You might get that one, but.
But you gotta run it.
You gotta still be. Because, like, I was fucking going to shows and mm-hmm. buying outfits every time I went to shows. Mm-hmm.
Can't wear the same shit twice.
And, you know what I'm saying? So shit. Now I'm just like, I just spent all this money and I ain't get it back, though.
Them now is an investment.
And now like, is a like a way to get it back. You know, mm-hmm. motherfuckers can recoup the shit that they, you know.
Right.
But I just stopped fucking with it, though.
Yeah.
And I felt like I could do something more productive with
and that'd be that's the thing with me, like being an artist, I'm trying to find a lane that's also lucrative, because yeah, I charge for features, but who wanna pay me for a feature right now? Everybody think they famous, so no, don't nobody exactly. wanna break bread and respect the artistry. If I'm gonna ask you for a feature, I'm gonna pay you off rip. I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm gonna pay you because I respect your time and I respect the art. And if I'm asking you for a feature, I think you dope. You feel me? But everybody ain't cut like that. And then motherfuckers be wanting shit done for free. I can't go to my studio where I prefer to record at and be like, yeah, I'm finna pay you to record me do this other motherfucker feature. Like, what the fuck type of backwards ass shit is that? Then yeah. they be wanting you to come to their shit so they ain't gotta pay shit. You fuck with who they fuck with, but it be some shit that you don't fuck with. So why the fuck, it's just like finding the...
You making that made sense, yeah.
You got to find a lane that's lucrative for you and make it a business. It's and all about the business.
It wasn't lucrative to me.
Can you talk about the value in mixtapes for artists in their careers? Because I don't think people really understand mixtapes, what that is, and why that's important.
Mixtapes is the ground. It's the foundation. The album be for the albums, basically. Like, because you put a lot into that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm finna be a rapper. So your first mixtape, really your first album.
Mixtapes, I feel like mixtapes is a way to let your hair down and just do all type, showcase what you capable of. Think about all the artists that bust from like years ago. You didn't know how raw they was till they did fucking mixtapes. Wayne especially.
People be so focused on telling the album story, you know what I'm saying, that they get lost in making good songs.
The creativity and shit, yeah.
If you name your album one thing, and then it's like you just gonna base your album upon around that. So now you're not finna be creative enough to...
Mm-hmm. You putting limitations. You got a fucking gate, you know, around what you
your
can do.
Album. So it's like, oh, my album is fucking...
But no, I get what you're saying. It's like that album got to be centered around. It's just like with what I'm doing with my album. Let's say, for instance, the Bipolar album. Beauty. You gotta stick with that. Like, it's telling a story in that album. And, I gotta continue to tell that story. It. Like,
you better make sure you tell it. If you don't tell it, it's gonna
all
be
over
like,
the place.
Right, like, Drake, that was Drake mixtape album. The mixtape sound like an album.
Hell yeah,
that's how that shit works.
And you see what it did for him. Like, that's why I'm saying the importance of mixtapes need to be respected. And these artists these days, they ain't really, like, some of them, I ain't gonna say everybody, but some of them ain't really getting that. They ain't really getting it. And what can you say was your most iconic, like, experience in your journey and what you do?
There was some 2 Chainz shit I did that was legendary for me, I guess. Because at the time, he wasn't legendary, but he is now, though. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's what raw as hell right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's raw as hell, period. Yeah. You got reach like that. 2 Chainz ain't even nowhere near here.
Nah, you can't reach him no more. So it's kind of tough.
That's some iconic.
So that's why
shit.
I said that's raw. Like, that's like the most. Like, I did some shit with Jadakiss, but I feel like 2 Chainz is like top.
It's like, that's 2 Chainz. Yeah. That's titty, boy. Yeah. Like,
and that was like one of my favorite rappers at one point in time. Like,
I go hard in a motherfucking kitchen.
Oh, them mixtapes. Oh my God. Them was my mixtapes.
Like, facts. I think that's when everybody really started fucking with him heavy,
Those was that. He was going crazy.
And that goes back to my point about the importance of mixtapes because nobody fucking knew. I don't even know.
The albums they was dropping.
Albums, for real.
Like, what albums did he drop?
But I can say about the mixtape. Yeah.
Them albums be watered down.
For fucking real. What you think about the music scene right now, though, too, though? Like, I feel like it's change happening, but...
You like it good or bad for you? What do you think? Bad or good?
Change is always good. I'm going to say that.
Okay, I love that. I love that part. change is always good.
But I do want artists to remain artists and not gimmicks. I feel like we're getting more gimmicks than artists. And that's no the part I right can't. Now. That's the part I can't fuck
it
with.
It ain't no substance.
You ain't gotta have no real life substance. Just be creative with your shit. Be artistic and with your shit if that's the point. Because everybody don't want to think.
I like that shit though too.
Everybody like don't want to think, so I get it. But the creativity is what I feel like we're missing in the game, and we need to bring that back. What about you though?
I feel like the game is... I feel like the reason I think it's more creative is because of the boldness.
True. Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah.
The boldness is making it more creative. Like, yeah. Did he just say that? Did she just say that? Edgy. Mm-hmm. Like what you just said. Like, it's more edgy. Like, damn, this got me on the edge now. Cause it's like...
I feel like they stand so much in that realm of ass shaking, partying, and turning up. And that's, it's like, we don't have topic music no more like that.
No.
We don't have fucking... Everything is centered around bitches in the video shaking their ass, drugs and money and nice cars. Like, everybody video got those components, and that's it. They might take the bitches on a green screen and make it look like they in space shaking ass, but that's as creative as they getting. Like, it ain't nobody really getting out the box with shit no more. And I used to...
Because it ain't worth it anymore.
I feel that. It ain't appreciated.
It's not.
It's not appreciated.
Imagine I just spend $1 million on my video and motherfuckers is acting like it's not. Dang. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Facts. I was just in the Bahamas. I was doing this. I did a Jay-Z Big Pimpin' video. And y'all talk about, it was cool. It's mid.
It was cool. It's mid.
I'm finna shoot the club up. Like, they tripping out here.
I'm finna shake the table on you niggas. Nah, for real though. No.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why people be so mad at they shit right now. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you don't know what to expect from the fans. Mm-hmm. They don't even know what they want.
And that's why I feel like that's another reason why artists are not putting their elbows in shit. Because
they don't know what they want.
Fans don't. They're not going to appreciate that shit. We ain't in the same times as back then when motherfuckers could really, like, dance underwater and they be like,
Future
damn, that shit
just
wrong.
Put out the Mia album. He probably thought they wanted the Mia album. Like, man, all they loving is Mia shit right now.
And this a lot is of mid. Them is.
Here goes some mid shit. Oh, this is too mid. Damn, I thought y'all wanted mid.
Like, I really do think real rap making a comeback. And
He really is, though.
I think the motherfuckers that ain't capable of the real rap. Because you got people that's really out here that done dumbed themselves down and rolled that way. You know what I'm saying? But can still do the real rap. But I think the motherfuckers that can't do the real rap, they time coming to an end and motherfuckers really, really having a hard time processing.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, the real rap is about to make a comeback, but people is not trying to listen to old ass rappers that's trying to make a comeback with the real rap. They want somebody new. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. So eventually that shit is for the comeback. So that's why motherfuckers gotta stay spitting that shit.
So you said they need Mika Luciano is what you
they
said?
Need Mika.
They need motherfucking Mika Luciano in this bitch.
They need the Mika Lucianos in the game.
Like, we finna definitely shake the table up, though, a little bit more.
They got a motherfucker. You fuck with the Griselda Bronco? I mean, Griselda in there? The Griselda gang?
I don't know shit until the motherfucker put it in front of me. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't the artist that be up on shit, that research.
Because a lot of artists don't listen to other artists.
Mm-mm. I listen to other artists, but the artists I listen to is like local artists. I know a lot of Chicago artists. You feel me? But, and then one thing Wayne said a long time ago, he was like, I don't listen to other artists because I don't want to focus on what other people are sounding like. Mm. And I feel that because I don't want to listen to what y'all got going on and then start feeling.
Kodak guys got into it and shit. Because if Wayne ass said he didn't even know who the fuck Kodak was.
And it's like, how you mad because somebody don't know who you are?
And Kodak got mad, yeah.
Like, I don't know you. I'm sorry. Do your job and make sure I know you, motherfucker. Like,
the fuck? I thought I was, though. That, like, that's why he was so mad. Like, I thought I was doing everything I needed to do, though. Like, he should know about me. Like, well, that's tough, though.
Think
like,
again. We talking about Wayne.
I know.
He's in his own motherfucking world. Like,
he gotta
feel like...
Know.
I feel like at this stage in his career, though, you gotta know because
he gotta tap in, bro.
You gotta know what's going on now here. You from another decade, another generation. So you gotta kind of know.
It's time for him to tap in.
Yeah.
If Wayne don't bring out somebody soon on the cosign, like, this is who I'm really cosigning. Fuck all that Young Money shit in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the person right here. Like,
on that note, if you made it this far, you a star. Thank y'all for rocking with us. And I will catch y'all here next week, niggas.
No Limits 2.
I'll find it. Just say, go DJ. That's my DJ. Go DJ. That's my, I think I'm gonna let my DJ rap. Love. I come to knock shit off the hinges. Pop-